A Poet for Every Day of the Year. Edited by Ali Asiri. Read by Samuel West, Pippa Bennett-Warner, and Ali Asiri. For Helen McCrory, phenomenal actress and phenomenal friend. Introduction. Writing in his 1821 essay, The Defense of Poetry, the Romantic poet Percy Shelley famously declared that poets are the unacknowledged legislators of the world. A bold statement, it captures the rather paradoxical nature of the poet. At once a figure who has the potential to shape the world irrevocably with just a handful of well-chosen words, and one who is also perpetually overlooked and underappreciated by society at large. This new anthology seeks to shed light on the place and influence poets hold in the world as forces of change and witnesses of history, as chroniclers of the everyday and architects of transcendent and escapist images, and to make sure that their genius is very much appreciated. Within the pages of this book, you will discover an array of some of the most beautiful, uplifting, challenging, poignant, tragic, inspiring, and comforting poems ever written by 366 different poets, one for each day of the leap year. Poetry at its best has always, from Homer in ancient Greece to contemporary greats such as Simon Armitage, enabled us to see different worlds, or rather, our own world differently. And yet so many similar collections of verse have focused almost entirely on white Western male writers, creating an even more unacknowledged class among the already unacknowledged exceptional women, LGBTQIA+, and minority poets. But with a whole calendar to fill, it has been a pleasure and a privilege to include a huge range of writers from across the globe and time, going as far back as 2000 BC. Sitting alongside canonical titans such as Chaucer, Shakespeare, and Wordsworth, are lesser-known names such as Enid Duana and Charlotte Mew. Next to traditional sonnets, ballads, and heroic couplets, you'll find curious and idiosyncratic forms such as cinquains, haikus, clerichues, calligrams, and prose poems. No one writer or form dominates the book, as each day offers something a little different. But unlike my previous anthologies, which were built around the idea of offering a poem for every day, the focus here is as much on the writers as their works. Each poet will be introduced to you through a short paragraph that will give you a snapshot of their life story, their place in literary history, and other pieces of illuminating context, as well as some amusing anecdotes that you won't find in a textbook, like the time Byron called a certain other romantic poet, Turdsworth. I want these poems to transport you from the Roman Forum to the Harlem Renaissance, from a Chinese tea ceremony to a summer cricket match. You'll see that poets from seemingly incomparable backgrounds have written on the same themes and have shared experiences sometimes millennia apart. They are constantly in dialogue with one another, and not just in the expected combinations. Here you will see how the modernist Ezra Pound was indebted to the ancient wisdom of Li Bai, how Ireland's W.B. Yeats would inform Chinua Achebe's poetry in Nigeria, and how contemporary performance and slam poets are continuing in a rich tradition of oral poetry that extends back to a time before official records and literacy. Sometimes the connections between poets are more than purely literary. In these pages, you will find husbands and wives, secret lovers, sons and daughters, neighbours and friends, siblings and brothers in arms. Occasionally, poets will be united by how they lived, sometimes as noble courtiers, more frequently as penniless paupers, or how they died, often unhappy and unrecognised. Much of this book is dedicated to the promotion of those who've been unfairly all but forgotten. But conversely, it's also important to address the complex reputations of some of our most beloved writers. How do we go about reconciling the fact that so many writers who were so rich in talent were so inexcusably poor in their treatment of others?